I don't trust this criminal government to carry out the death penalty. I know they love to target innocent people. But at the same time, I really think they should expedite the execution of people selling fentanyl. You know, they don't have any fentanyl deaths in communist China, because if they catch you with opiates, they execute your ass. And there's very few executions a year in China of drug dealers, because people know you do it, you're dead. But this has gotten so out of control. Now we have hundreds of thousands of people dying a year. And I want to ask the question, the numbers are going straight up, by the way. It's getting worse every few months. What about all the people that are innocent who didn't even know they were taking fentanyl? Because you, I want to warn young people out there. So I'm never a big drug guy, but in high school and college, I tried this, I tried that. I never stuck a needle in my arm, but I tried cocaine a couple times, tried methamphetamine, you know, tried things. Always did not like it. That's why I never did it again. But you can't experiment with anything. Not pills, not somebody tells you it's ecstasy, anything. Young people, don't do anything. I've seen three reports the last couple days of young people dying in Mexico unexplainedly, and then later it's linked to fentanyl, and our media says, don't go to Mexico, it's so dangerous. Well, in the last week, three people I know, two of them very well, or three groups I know, because in one group I'm good friends with the husband and the wife, I've known them for 27 years. I'm not going to say their names. They asked me not to this morning. But three groups of people in the last week who lost family members to fentanyl, and at least in one case, their niece was a medical student who didn't do drugs, and went to a party and fell down dead, and they tested her blood. It was fentanyl. Somebody obviously slipped it in her drink, thinking it would make her, I guess, more pliable. And she's dead. And I actually knew her, met her a couple times when she was a little girl. She was 24 years old and is dead. And so my point is, oh, three people died in Mexico in the last couple days of fentanyl. Okay. Well, I know three people who've died just in my circle of friends. Had family die from fentanyl in the last week. I mean, it is scary. They say it's killing 100,000 people a year. Ladies and gentlemen, it's killing way more than that. I know so many people who have lost family members, including sons and daughters, to this. And now there's cases of 50, 60-year-olds in places like Dominican Republic, which has been a nice place to go previously. I've never been there, but I hear it's nice and expensive. But they get in the mini bar and somebody sticks fentanyl in the whiskey and they die. So this isn't something like you're a drug addict or you're a druggie. You go to a party, you take a hit off somebody's vape, they tell you it's THC or marijuana, you're dead. Or a baby's crawling around. You hear about this all the time on the ground at the park or outside and gets some fentanyl on their finger and sticks it in their mouth and dies or almost dies. I mean, we see them every day. It's just, to me, what are we going to do about this? I mean, it is just so crazy. And I have four children. And I'm very blessed that the adult children don't even drink or smoke marijuana. And then the 15-year-old doesn't. He's not into that. That's good. And then, of course, my 5.5-year-old has not ever had a chance to experience that. That's good. But it just enrages me that you could have a child, or they can be 15, they can be 30, they can be 25, and they go to a party. And now it's happened to older folks. And somebody hands you a marijuana cigarette and you take a puff off of it and you're dead 5 minutes later. I mean, this is just crazy. Absolutely crazy. I have another friend who's in his early 70s, and he was just having, 4 or 5 months ago, his pacemaker updated. They said to go in and fix something in it, but it's a minor surgery. It's seen as a minor heart surgery. No heart surgery is minor in my view, but it's seen as one of the safest procedures. And it almost killed him. And he went into a coma for a couple days because they decided to use the anesthesiologist, fentanyl, as the anesthesia. And it almost killed him. So this fentanyl, and you can look it up, the U.S. government created it, of course, back in the 70s. And now the communist Chinese and MS-13 and the rest of the criminal groups have figured out how to make it. And this is just the beginning of all these super synthetic drugs and stuff. I got to tell you this. I don't trust this criminal government to carry out the death penalty. I know they love to target innocent people. But at the same time, I really think they should expedite the execution of people selling fentanyl. You know, they don't have any fentanyl deaths in communist China. Because if they catch you with opiates, they execute your ass. And there's very few executions a year in China of drug dealers because people know you do it, you're dead. But this has gotten so out of control. Now we have hundreds of thousands of people dying a year. And I want to ask the question, the numbers are going straight up, by the way. It's getting worse every few months. What about all the people that are innocent who didn't even know they were taking fentanyl? Because I want to warn young people out there. So I'm never a big drug guy, but in high school and college, I tried this, I tried that. I never stuck a needle in my arm, but I tried cocaine a couple times, tried methamphetamine, you know, tried things. Always did not like it. That's why I never did it again. But you can't experiment with anything. Not pills, not somebody tells you it's ecstasy, anything. Young people, don't do anything. You cannot take anything. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Tumor Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.